Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Why the Rich Are Getting Richer, by Robert T. Kiyosaki expands on the author's long-running themes about financial education and the changing rules of money. Positioned as a bridge between personal finance basics and bigger macro shifts, the book argues that the gap between rich and poor is widening because many people rely on outdated advice and institutions that no longer protect savers the way they once did. Kiyosaki frames the discussion around the idea that financial literacy is not optional in a world of rapid technological change, high debt, and volatile markets. He highlights how different mindsets influence outcomes, contrasting people who focus on wages and security with those who focus on ownership, cash flow, and learning. The tone is direct and motivational, aimed at readers who feel stuck, worried about retirement, or curious about how wealth is built through assets rather than paychecks. It is less about budgeting minutiae and more about strategic thinking, decision-making, and choosing a path aligned with today's economy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the widening wealth gap and the new rules of money. A central theme is that the rich are getting richer because the environment rewards asset owners more than wage earners, and because money itself is shaped by policy, debt, and market psychology. The book emphasizes that traditional assumptions such as work hard, save, and rely on retirement plans can be fragile when interest rates, inflation, and financial engineering influence purchasing power. Kiyosaki connects this to how financial systems can amplify gains for those who understand leverage, taxation, and asset cycles, while exposing others to hidden risks. Rather than treating the wealth gap as purely moral or political, the narrative frames it as a wake-up call. If the rules change, skills and strategies must change too. Readers are encouraged to pay attention to what happens beyond personal income, including how capital flows, how booms and busts create opportunity, and how fear can push people into conservative choices that lock in mediocre returns. The takeaway is that wealth building is increasingly tied to understanding macro forces and positioning oneself to benefit from them, not just working harder. This topic sets the stage for the author's recurring message that financial education is the practical antidote to uncertainty and inequality. Secondly, mindset differences, employee thinking versus investor. Thinking, the book presents wealth as the result of how people think before it becomes the result of what they earn. Kiyosaki contrasts an employee-oriented mindset, which often seeks stability, credentials, and predictable pay, with an investor-oriented mindset, which prioritizes learning, adaptability, and acquiring assets that generate cash flow. This distinction is used to explain why two people with similar incomes can end up in radically different financial positions. The employee mindset may focus on avoiding mistakes and following conventional advice, while the investor mindset accepts calculated risk and treats mistakes as tuition for better judgment. The author also links mindset to language and goals, such as moving from earning a paycheck to building a portfolio, from seeking security to developing skills, and from saving money to making money work. Importantly, the discussion is not solely about becoming a full-time investor overnight. It emphasizes gradual transformation through education, mentorship, and practice. By reframing risk as something to be managed rather than avoided, the book pushes readers to examine their beliefs about money, debt, and work. The practical value of this topic is self-diagnostic. It invites readers to identify which assumptions limit them and which habits can move them toward ownership and long-term wealth creation. Thirdly, financial education as the competitive advantage. Kiyosaki repeatedly argues that financial literacy is the dividing line between those who grow wealth and those who merely earn income. In this framing, schools often teach people to be competent employees but not competent owners. The book stresses learning the basics of accounting, investing, markets, and taxes, not to become a specialist but to become a more informed decision maker. Financial education is described as a lifelong process, especially because financial products, regulations, and technology evolve quickly. Rather than relying on a single advisor or a one-size-fits-all plan, readers are encouraged to ask better questions and understand incentives behind advice. The author also highlights the role of understanding financial statements, cash flow, and the difference between assets and liabilities, themes familiar to his broader body of work. This topic positions education as a form of risk reduction. The more you understand, the less likely you are to be misled by hype, fear, or marketing. It also positions education as opportunity creation. Knowledge can reveal undervalued assets, improve negotiation, and help people structure decisions with clearer upside and downside. For readers, the key implication is that wealth is not only a function of discipline, but of competence. Learning becomes the strategy that stays relevant even when markets shift. Fourthly, assets, cash flow, and ownership as a wealth engine. Another major focus is the idea that the rich tend to concentrate on acquiring assets that produce cash flow, while many others concentrate on income and consumption. The book reinforces the distinction between buying things that take money out of your pocket and buying or building things that put money into your pocket. Cash flow is treated as the stabilizing force that can reduce dependence on a job and provide resilience during economic downturns. Kiyosaki uses this lens to discuss why ownership matters, including ownership of businesses, real estate, and paper assets, depending on a reader's skills and risk tolerance. The emphasis is not simply on choosing an asset class, but on understanding how a given asset produces returns, what expenses and liabilities come with it, and how to evaluate it over time. Readers are encouraged to think in terms of systems, acquisition, management, and reinvestment, rather than one-time wins. The topic also touches on how leverage can accelerate results when used prudently, and how taxes and legal structures can materially affect outcomes for owners. Overall, the lesson is that building wealth is less about earning more and more about creating or buying cash flow streams that can compound. This reframes financial success as a portfolio and business problem, not a salary problem. Lastly, preparing for volatility and turning disruption into opportunity. The book connects rising inequality to a world of economic disruption, where technology, globalization, and policy shifts can rapidly change job security and market conditions. Kiyosaki suggests that volatility is not an anomaly, but a feature of the modern economy, and that the wealthy often prepare for it and use it. This topic focuses on readiness, developing skills, maintaining liquidity, and building the ability to act when others hesitate. Rather than encouraging reckless speculation, the message is that fear and avoidance can be costly because major opportunities often emerge during uncertainty. The book encourages readers to study cycles, understand how sentiment drives pricing, and recognize that downturns can make strong assets available at better valuations. It also emphasizes personal resilience, such as diversifying income sources and not relying on a single employer or a single plan. Another angle is the importance of networks, mentorship, and surrounding oneself with people who think strategically about money. Disruption is framed as a sorting mechanism. Those who keep learning and adapting can rise, while those who cling to old expectations can fall behind. For readers, the practical point is to shift from prediction to preparation, building a flexible financial toolkit that can handle inflation, market swings, and career changes while still pursuing growth. In conclusion, this book best fits readers who feel that traditional personal finance guidance no longer matches reality, including employees worried about retirement, aspiring entrepreneurs, and anyone curious about how wealth is built through ownership. It is especially useful for people who want motivation to learn investing concepts without being buried in technical jargon, and for those who suspect that income alone will not create lasting security. The benefit to a reader's life comes from its reframing. It pushes you to view money as a skill set, to prioritize acquiring assets and cash flow, and to treat education as a practical tool for managing risk and spotting opportunity. That shift can lead to more intentional career choices, better questions when dealing with financial professionals, and a clearer plan for building resilience in uncertain times. Compared with many similar books that focus mainly on budgeting or frugality, this one leans into strategic thinking about systems, markets, and mindset, which can be more empowering for readers who want upward mobility rather than mere stability. It is worth buying for its big picture perspective and its consistent call to action: keep learning, think like an owner, and position yourself to benefit from the changing rules of money. If you would like to support Robert T. Kiyosaki, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.